Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Heyam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Heyam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, and Masa Yisrael and Nasa Geshamim, until when? During when do we stop asking for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Achi Yavar HaPesach. Once Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir Aymer, Achi Yetzin Nisan. No, once Nisan ends. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, that Nisan's a Chodesh of Geshem. The Pasuk says, V'yayru Lechem Geshem, Meir U'malkish Berishoin, that there's going to be rain in the first month in Nisan. So you see, Nisan's a man of Geshem. Amar the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Yairah ben Nisan. Does the Pasuk make any sense? The Pasuk describes that there's going to be Yairah, the first rain in the month of Nisan. We know that that's not true. The first rain doesn't come during the month of Nisan. The Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, Yairah ben Marcheshvin, Umalkush ben Nisan. The last rain maybe is in Nisan, but the first rain is in Marcheshvin. So Amar Leach, Yamar Rav Yechanan. Now Rav Yechanan explained the Pasuk as follows, Napimei Yoyel ben Petuel, Niskaya Mikrozrat. That this pasuk was fulfilled, that there's going to be even the first rain in Nisan, that was fulfilled during the days of Yoyel ben Petuel, which we said is the son of Shmuel Navi. This Yoyel, in his days when there was a tremendous famine, this pasuk was Niskayim. Dechsev Bei, it says about that time that Yasser Agaza Machla Arba, that the locusts ate up all their leftover crop. There was a tremendous famine. Aisa Shani Yatsa Adar V'Liyardu Geshamim. The month of Adar came and passed, and still they hadn't yet even had one rain. Yarda Lahem Revia Rishay. It finally started raining on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael. So the Navi said to Klal Yisrael, "Tzu v'ziru, go and you should plant whatever little seeds you have left. Go and plant it." Amrulai, they said to him, "Mishi yesh lekav chitim ekavayim sairin, a person who has very few seeds, yechlanu v'yechya, should he eat it? At least make it into some bread, and he'll have something, some food to survive on. O yizrenu v'yamos, where you can plant it, and what's it going to help him? He's going to die. He's not going to have food. So it doesn't make any sense to plant the few seeds that we have." However, Amr Laham, the Navi said to them, still go out and you should plant it. Nasalam Nais, and Nais Lamaisa took place, and it was Nisgalatem food that the rodents put away in the walls of their houses and the ant holes, and they found extra seeds. Yatsu Viziru, they went and Lamaisa, they planted what they had. Shani Vishlishu Ravi, the second, third, and fourth day of Nisan, they planted. Uyardilam Ravia Shnia Bechamisha Benisan. And on the fifth day of Nisan, already they had another rain, and what they planted was able to grow. And Akrivu Aymer, Beshisha Aser Benisan, they were even able to bring the carbon Aymer, they had so much wheat, they were able to bring the carbon Aymer on the, or barley, and they were able to bring the carbon Aymer on the 16th day of Nisan, and Nimsis Tfuah Gedela Beshisha Chadashim, Gedela Be'achadaser Yoyim. It came out that the Tfuah, which normally takes 6 months, the whole winter to grow, it grew in just 11 days. And Nimsa Aymer Akari Mitfuah Shal Shisha Chadashim, Kari Mitfuah Shal Chadaser Yoyim. The Aymer, which normally comes from Tfuah, which grows for 6 months, was able to be brought from Tfuah, which grew in just 11 days. And it's about this time period that it says, that they went and they planted with tears, but then Berina, with tremendous joy, they harvested, etc. Says the Gemara, who's this going on, that it says that when it went, it was crying, it's talking about the animal, the shar, the ox that went and was plowing the field that year. When it was plowing, it had nothing to eat. The ground was completely empty, and so it was going and it was crying. But already on its way back from the row, it was already able to eat the stubble. That's how fast the tefuah was growing. And that's what it means. That already on its way back, it had rina. It's going on the ox. My noisei alu maisav. Amr Rav Chistav. Amr Rav Masnisatanon. Kana zeresh yibaylas rasayim. It's referring to the stalks, that the stalks had tremendous bundles, meaning that normally the tefuah part of the stalk, the shibaylas, is only a small percentage of the whole stalk. Yet on this year, the stalk part itself was only a zeres, and the shibaylas was a rasayim. The shibaylas, the edible part, was much larger. Amr Leir Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, "Ma'idich siv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? that said, describing the famine by Yoel, it says, Kikar Hashem l'Rav, v'gam boyel arit shavashanim, a seven-year famine, b'hanuch shavashanim, mayachol, says Rabbi Nachman to Rabbi Yitzchak, what did they eat those 7 years? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak said back, ha'chiyam Rabbi Yoichanan, that shana rishayna achlu ma'ashe bevatim, the first year they ate whatever they had in their houses, shniya achlu ma'ashe besadois, whatever they had in the fields, shlish is basar behima tahira, they ate kasher animals, revi is basar behima tameya, the fourth year they ate non-kosher animals. Chamish is basar shkatzim uramasim. They have to eat the bugs. Shish is basar b'nei uvneisayim, the flesh of their children. Shvi is basar zreisayim. The seventh year they have to eat their own flesh. And l'kayim ashenemer, this is the kiyum of that which it says, that ish basar zreya yechelu, that the person is going to have to eat the flesh of his children. V'amrei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman asked another question to Rav Yitzchak. This is not so completely related to the Shakla Tari we've been having until now, but this is not another question. It's another question that Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak answered him. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Bekir b'cha kadosh v'yavoy b'ir. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that your cities are holy. I'm not going to go into the city. Mishum de bekir b'cha kadosh v'yavoy b'ir. Because your cities are holy, I'm not going to come into the city. Amar lei hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. That Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, until we have Yerushalayim back, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to go into the Yerushalayim, that's Lamala. Says the Gemara, Miika Yerushalayim Lamala, is there such a thing as another Yerushalayim that's Lamala, that's parallel to our Yerushalayim down here? Says the Gemara, yes, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Yerushalayim Abinuya, Kier Shechubra LaYachtav, that there's another city that's Mechubra to Yerushalayim. What's that? That's this Yerushalayim Shalmala. Va'amr le Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Nachman asked another question to Rabbi Yitzchak. May Tichsiv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? Achas yivaru v'yichsalu musar avolam etzu. It says that there's one avera that if you do it, you're foolish. Amar le, so what? So only one avera? What's this avera? So Amar le, so Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, then hacha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Achas yishim eva'eres rishon b'gehenim. Yivaru means that there's one avera that the rishon really get burnt in Gehenim for that one avera. And mahi, what's that avera referring to? It's referring to avodah zara. How do we know that? Because ksiv hacha musar havolam etzu. It says Hevel, lashon of Havalim, a lashon of Hevel, Uksiv Hasam, and it says regarding Avodah Zarah, Hevel Heima Masa Tatuim. So you see the word Hevel is associated with Avodah Zarah, so that's how we know that this pasuk is discussing Avodah Zarah.